Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Lee, all right, Chepez, you've probably been pulled over for speeding before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
A couple of times.
Yeah,
well,
me too. I'm a lead foot. Okay.
It's been a while, though, so far, knock on wood.
Yes. Okay, so suppose next time you get pulled over, you say to the officer, I'm going to need to see proof I was speeding. And you put your arm on the officer.
Big mistake.
And you grab the officer and you hold onto his arm. And then you inform the officer, who you call Gardo. Hey, Gardo, I'm just laughing, laying this out. I'm going to need to see proof I got a ticket. And he says, take your hands off me. And you say, no, not till you show me proof I was speeding. Off the top of your head, how do you think that's going to end, Lee?
At the very least, with my face on the ground with my hands behind my back in cuffs.
Yeah, that'd be my expectation.
Yeah.
Right there on the side of the road.
Yeah.
You know, and he'd let me reconsider my attitude.
Don't tase me, bro.
Exactly. Right. But see, the key missing component here, Lee, is that we're not Democrats. And so if you're a Democrat, you're, of course, wiser and smarter, and so you should be able to detain the officer. And ask for whatever proof you want. And, you know, just inform the Gardo that he is, you know, in your employ and you are doing oversight. And so, you know, he should do whatever you want. This is the position of the Democrat Party right now. Did you hear this clip from this lunatic?
Yeah.
Brad Lander, who wants to be mayor of New York. God help us. Okay. And he was trailing in the polls, but now he's all over the media as a victim. Because he tried that. Listen to this. Listen to him call the agents who detained him. Because he went up, they were minding their business, right? And they had an illegal immigrant. They're escorting. And he goes up to them and demands to see the warrant, you know, by which they are detaining the highly valuable Democrat voter, future Democrat voter, illegal immigrant to the rest of us. And demands to see the warrant. And puts his hand on the agent and then says, when he's told to unleash him, no, not till you show me the warrant.
All I tried to do was just hold Edgardo's arm and ask the ICE agents, do you have a warrant? And they did not show it to me. And you saw what happened.
Yeah. They are under no legal obligation to show him anything but the inside of a police cruiser.
Do you hear what he calls him? I asked that Gardo.
What is this Gardo phrase?
Gardo.
I don't know what that is.
It's a derogatory term.
Okay, I don't know
what it is.
All right.
All I tried to do was just hold Edgardo's arm and ask the ICE agents, do you have a warrant? And they did not show it to me, and you saw what happened.
Yeah.
Video, this is Fox News. Video footage of Lander's arrest shows him hanging on to Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents as they escort a defendant out of immigration court, repeatedly asking officials if they had a judicial warrant. This is from the video. Quote, I will let go when you show me the judicial warrant, unquote. Where is it? Where is the warrant? And he is doing a round of interviews, been going on for days, talking about this is a dictatorship, want to live in a democracy. He's practically got Whoopi Goldberg in tears on The View, talking about how it would be better to live in Iran than here, where you can't detain an officer and instruct him on what he will do if you're a Democrat. Gardo? Okay, here's where it gets better.
Oh, this gets better?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, that was just the beginning of the week. So here's this moron. He's on MSNBC, and he's shocked to learn that both of the Gardos that he talked down to and tried to detain, wouldn't take his hand off of, are immigrants themselves. He can't believe they're not in solidarity with him.
First, I got to say about who two of the agents were, because this was kind of remarkable in itself. Like, the arresting officer is a Pakistani Muslim who lives in Brighton Beach, and the second officer is an Indo-Guyanese immigrant who lives in South Ozone Park in Queens. Both immigrants, both, you know, so look, immigrant New Yorkers, whoever they are, have a lot of the same issues. And some of that is affordable housing. And some of that is knowing that Donald Trump is coming for New York City and we need elected officials who will stand up.
Well, but right. But what do you, I want you to think of, like, what does that say to you? That the fact that the gentlemen that did this, that are there in immigration court, are themselves immigrants.
Yeah. I mean, it says to me that, you know, what Trump is trying to do is to drive a wedge into our country.
No, that wedge was driven by the Obama and Biden administrations when they allowed millions to come into this country illegally.
Well,
that's the wedge.
And you know what the problem is? He doesn't understand why he can't get sympathy from these two immigrant ICE officers.
Sounds like to me he's almost doxing them.
But yeah, but you know,
he's going into their specific ethnicity.
Yeah, you know what it is? Democrats refuse to see a difference between illegal immigrants and legal immigrants.
Yeah, and see, that's like the signs I see all the time from these protesters. Immigrants are not illegal. No, immigrants are not illegal. People who immigrate to this country legally are, of course, not illegal. It is the people who come in here illegally that are criminals.
And so he's shocked that the immigrants don't stand with him for what? Chaos? Lawlessness? We have laws. Again, we have laws in this country, okay? If you're a Democrat and you don't like them, you want to have open borders, anyone can come, anyone can stay, they can get right on the dole, do whatever they want, run on that. Yep. Change the law.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the one thing they won't do.
You claim you're so worried about our democracy, which, of course, we are not a democracy. For the umpteenth time, but anyway.
Change that. If you refuse to see a difference between illegal immigrants and immigrants, change the law. Exactly. There won't be one. We'll have open borders. Run on it. Make the argument. No, they want to pretend that Donald Trump is a dictator for enforcing the law, but they don't want to change the law. Why? Because they want to sneak around in the dark and get 300,000 potential future voters over that border every single month. Not my numbers, John Fetterman's. And they don't want you to know that you're in a one-party system where they by stealth snuck in your replacement voters until it's too late and you wake up in a nightmare. That's what they want. And you know what? These immigrants, they don't want that. That's why they're ICE officers. And I just wanted to play this. It just shows the sheer unadulterated delusion on the left. Now, listen to this, okay? This is so funny. Okay. Public Policy Polling, Lee, has a disaster of a poll this morning for Democrats. Are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah. Let's hear it.
Okay. And I've been curious about if, and, you know, not if, but more like when all these ICE riots and protests are going to blow back on the Democrats. It's happening. Listen to this. A quarter of all Kamala Harris 2024 voters now say they approve of President Trump's immigration policy.
So 25% of those who said they voted for Kamala Harris.
Yes.
Are in favor of Donald Trump's policies. Now, yes. Of course, that means 75% still oppose or have no opinion. But anyway, still, that's a marked difference.
Yes.
I mean, that because Kamala Harris's policies, her supposed proposals, are 180 degrees opposite of what Donald Trump is doing and
yeah.
has done.
But remember, she lied about him the whole time.
Of course.
Remember, she went to the border, pretended like she knew where she was or
she
had been
the
there
border.
Before. Yeah, you're right. She went near the border. Well, no, man, she actually stood by the border and pretended.
Oh,
that,
she did. That's right.
Remember?
She did actually get close to the border wall. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she did, and pretended like she'd, you know, been enforcing the law the whole time, and then adopted every one of Trump's policies. So, I mean, this quarter of Democrat Kamala Harris voters, the 25% that support Trump's immigration policies, well, shoot, they may actually have thought those were Kamala's policies. Imagine when they find out that the Democrat Party does not stand for any of that. They were just lying. But anyway, this just goes to show you why it is Trump should not give in, should not say things like, hey, I'm going to let illegals stay if they're in the meatpacking industry. Do not reward the left. Let them burn themselves out, embarrassing themselves. Do not give in to them. Do not give in to Republican donors who want cheap labor. And by the way, I mentioned that on the podcast yesterday. You know what I think Trump's moment of insanity, he's since flip-flopped back on that, saying, hey, I'm going to let people in the hotel, restaurant, all these agents, you know, all these industries, they're not going to get raided. And now he called off the raids. I mean, there was an internal memo to call them off. Now they're back on again. I think when you read in the New York Post that a million illegal immigrants under Trump have deported themselves since they took office, they are out of the job market, out of the workforce. Yeah. New York Times puts it at 770,000. So we're, you know, the range is pretty close. I think Trump's policies were working so well that Trump was trying to slow them down. Because he's getting calls from panicked people like, why is a million people gone? Yeah, keep it up, keep it up, keep it up. If we need work visas, we'll do work visas. We'll do it the legal way. We'll do it the legal way. But anyway, it's all good news.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, producer Tim. It's the bane of our existence in modern times. It is. It's trending again. Office chair butt. B-U-T-T. Office chair butt.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Now, many of you will know instantaneously what this is without me having to tell you. Others of you may not know, but after I tell you, you will never be able to unsee it again. You will see office chair butt everywhere. What is office chair butt? Office chair butt is when your butt, because you spend so much time sitting in that office chair, takes the shape of the office chair. This is a real thing. And your muscles can actually do this. Signs of office chair butt, and I know there are people in the cars nodding their head. Yes, I know exactly what office chair butt is. I see it everywhere. Okay. It's when the muscles, she should be like, the muscle should be like the bottom of your bum. You know what I'm talking about? Should be nice and round. Instead, the muscle gets pushed up. So your bum's kind of really around where your waist should be. Kind of heart shape, you know? Basically, the shape that your butt takes in your chair. Have you seen this?
I haven't seen
this. Well, how have you not noticed it? Maybe I look at people's butts more than I should. I can't help it. I'm standing in line.
I'm going to start looking, though. Definitely.
Now, I got to tell you, because I've just done this to you. Once you see office chair butt, you cannot unsee it. It is everywhere.
I'm afraid.
Yeah, you should be. It sucks when she starts seeing it. Yeah, you're like, wow, that's office chair butt.
Yeah, and just imagine all the people now just like, you know, checking people's butts at work and stuff. It's going to be funny.
Oh, yeah. Well, ways to avoid office chair butt. What they're saying is, look, if you're not motivated to get up, if you sit all day at work, which many of us do, if you're not motivated to get up and walk around because of like, you know, coronary heart issues, not having office chair butt is a huge motivator. And that, like, look, one thing you can do every time you're on the phone, get up and walk around while you're on the phone. You get those muscles back where they're supposed to be. They say choose a bathroom that's further away. Maybe even stand up and do butt clenches several times a day. Put stuff back where it's supposed to be.
What about squats? I think squats would work.
Oh, that's ambitious. Yeah, no, that's fantastic. That would work great.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. So, and you know, I don't want to brag, but I'm kind of, my daughter is, she wants to go to one of the military academies. So she's trying to train to pass that physical, which is very hard. So she's been dragging me to the gym with her, which I would never go to the gym, right? Like I'm a big exerciser, but I'm more of a treadmill person, not a weightlifting person.
I like my home workout stuff.
Yeah, me too.
The gym, yeah.
Me too. No, I only go to the gym so I can, because she's cute, so I can watch the guys watch her and keep her out of trouble.
Yeah,
no, she's 17. You're 23. Bye-bye. See you. Nice. Yeah. Nice to meet you. Bye. See you. Yeah, I'm her mom. I know. I look right. Just like her, right? Uh-huh. Yeah. See ya. Anyway. No, that is why I go. But anyway, I just, you know, I don't mean to brag.
Hey, no judgments there.
Like, yeah.
I'd probably do the same.
Oh, yeah. No, you will.
I got two daughters.
Oh, yeah. When your little girl gets older. Because the gym is a meat market. It's a total meat market.
Yeah.
But, and I forgot how much. So I've been out of the, you know, been married for so long. But anyway. So me and my daughter have a competition going on the butt machine, and I will have you know, I can lift 170 pounds with my rear end.
Not bad.
I can't do that with my arms, but I can do it with my butt.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, so I'm fighting office chair butt.
Yeah, you definitely
don't give in.
Definitely don't have office chair butt. Then.
You don't think? Yeah. Thank you. That means the world to me.
Not that I've looked.
Right, of course you haven't. Okay. No. So, yeah. Okay. All right. Moving along. Right.
Yes.
Okay. So meanwhile, but while we're on this, this is actually really interesting from the Washington Post today. Signs you will die in 10 years. There is a simple fitness test you can use, producer Tim, to predict whether you'll die in 10 years. And they say it's highly effective.
Okay.
Okay. I just did this at the break because I wanted to know if I was going to die. And it is harder than you would think. I'm probably in the best shape I've ever been, which is not saying much, but I'm probably in the best shape I've ever been. And I struggled to do this, okay? You wouldn't think you would, but you do. Okay, here's what you do. You sit down cross-legged on the floor.
Uh-huh.
And then you stand all the way up without leaning on anything. including your own knees, thighs, whatever. You put your hands out and you stand up. You do it 6 times.
I don't know if I could do that.
It's hard.
Yeah.
And they say if you can't, you won't make it 10 years. You're going to get thin from the herd.
I'm going to try that. I'm going to try that.
Okay.
I might try that during the break. You should. I can do it. Yeah.
You should do it. It's alarming. They did it. They did the study. 4,000 people aged 46 to 75 tried it. Then they studied them. It's a longevity study. Okay. Here's how it works real quick. They scored each test by starting with 10 points. Okay. And subtracting 1 point every time support was needed. So like if you had to put your hand down or put it on your thigh or put it on a chair near you or something like that, they subtracted a half a point every time the person lost their balance. And you had to do it 6 times. So if you could do that and you get 8 out of 10 or above, then you probably will live more than 10 more years. Right. Unless you get taken out on Woodruff Road, which these people are crazy. But otherwise, if you're underneath, like if you're 6 and below or worse yet, 4 or lower, you are the most likely to die in 10 years.
That's crazy.
But it works. They say it's uncanny.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of people that I know that would not pass that test. That's crazy.
I know. I think I'm going to have everybody I know take it so I can mentally prepare.
I'm about to try it right now.
Well, no, you should, because you're thinking, oh, how hard is that? Sit cross-legged, get up, get down, get up, get down 6 times. It's hard.
I feel like I could do it. It's just, I don't know.
Well, I'm pulling for you, man.
I've struggled getting up sometimes.
Yeah. I'm pulling for you, man. I got to tell you, after QC Kinetics, I couldn't have done it before. So maybe like my longevity's improved. I don't know. I have to get my joints fixed. So, yeah. And basically what they're saying is it's a proxy for cardiovascular health, you know, in overall, because, you know, muscular health, balance, flexibility, all of those things are actually indicator of that. So that you are six, if you can't do it, you're 6 times, if you can do it, you are 6 times less likely to die of heart and lung issues over the next decade. So.
Oh no, I don't know. I'm gonna try it.
All right. You know what'll help with all this?
What's that?
Exercise.
Oh yeah.
I know that's not what you guys want to hear, but you know, get up, move. So.
I try to exercise every day, but sometimes I miss.
Yeah. Well, running down to the break room as fast as you can to get another snack does not count. Actually, it might. It's quite a way down there.
I mean, you might burn those calories off real quick.
A lot of staircases between here and there.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, well, the text line's exploded. Everybody wants to know if they're going to die in 10 years. Wait, what? What study? How do you... It's in the Washington Post. It was a large study, actually. Just to recap, because we got to move on. Here's what you do. You sit down cross-legged, and then you got to get up to a full stand, and then sit down again cross-legged without any support and without wobbling. So you put your hands out to your sides, and you can't even use, like, your thighs or anything like that. If you can do it 6 times, you're going to live, like, 10 years. If you can't, then you support, you know, you subtract a point for each time that you have to grab onto something to do it, and half a point for every time you wobble. If you're below 4, really appreciate you listening to the show. No, just kidding. Of course, if folks understand these are averages, but if you can do it, you're 6 times more likely to basically live another 10 years than people who can't. And of course, now the text line's full of people who are beating the average. I haven't been able to do that in 15 years, texter writes. Another person says, you will die when God calls you home, not when a doctor tells you. Well, yeah, there's that. Texter writes, what is the starting position in the exercise? Oh, it's sitting down, cross-legged. Texter writes, I've been a negative 10 in getting up Indian style or any other way. Yeah, off the ground for over 15 years now. Anyway, you find it in the Washington Post if you want to take it. Everybody wants to take it. Texter writes, HR departments across the upstate are clearing their calendars because of your office butt discussion. Hey, you know, just looking out for the people. Just giving you tips, lots of tips. Okay, let's move on. Let's be serious. Let's do the show. Okay, most remarkable clip to me overnight. So you can see where Trump's mind is at. He finally addressed this, folks. When he said, and this is so profound. Somebody needs to grab Tucker Carlson by the scruff and make him listen to this clip. And it was very quick, but it was Donald Trump, and it was yesterday. And he's talking about Iran. And he says, I was hunted, and now I'm the hunter. What's he talking about? The Ayatollah's trying to kill him. I mean, he put a fatwa on him on his X feed, called all of the faithful as their solemn duty to Allah to kill him. That's jihad, by the way, on our soil. And they tried, while the Democrats laughed and didn't even bother to put sanctions on Iran for it. And Trump addresses this. Yesterday, he actually says this. Listen, this just gives me chills.
I said I had a focus. I was the hunted, and now I'm the hunter. It's a big difference.
I had to focus. I was the hunted. He was, and now I'm the hunter. He says, "Yeah, well, we have 3 of their assassins in federal prison awaiting trial. Feds are holding them. 4th one escaped to Iran." It's where we are. And what's remarkable yesterday, and again, playing that audio from Tucker Carlson, he didn't know. Ted Cruz tells him, like, dude, do you understand? If Iran is at the point where they're trying to kill the president on American soil, it's Katie barred the door at that point. They get enriched nuclear material. They get a bomb. Well, it's going to be, what, the next Vance rally? Blows up with a dirty bomb while the Democrats laugh and refuse to put any sanctions on them. If they're in office. That's where we're going. You're going to be hunted like a dog on your own soil, and Democrats are going to cheer it on. We can't live like that. And folks, understand something, okay? China is now using Iran as a proxy to hit our naval ships. And I've been obsessed with the Houthis, and people say, why do you care about the Houthis, Tara? They're like out there in the Red Sea. Well, because they've hit our naval and cargo ships 319 times. But then when you find out last week of April, again, who was doing the satellite targeting? Who was helping with targeting? It was Chinese. Look, that's war. That is China using Iran. You throw nuclear fissile material into that mess. whether it's a dirty bomb, whether it's a tipped missile or a nuke itself, doesn't matter. Can't allow it. You can't live in that world. How are you going to live in that world? How's that going to happen? How do you leave the Ayatollah in place? How? You tell me. I don't know. I'd love to have Charlie Kirk on the show and just have him explain it. He was taking a victory lap yesterday because he thinks he saved the Ayatollah. I don't mean to pick on Charlie Kirk. I usually like Charlie Kirk. He's a big Trump supporter. I listen. He tweeted this yesterday. The proponents for regime change have pivoted the last 24 hours. They know they are losing and their position is indefensible and unpopular. Keep the pressure on. Why? So he could try to kill Trump again? On our soil? Well, I mean, what is your long-term plan, bud? Not just for him. They succeed because they will eventually. They'll start taking out senators. They'll start taking out people like Charlie Kirk. Why not? I told her, just put a fat wall on them and off we'll go. Except now they're going to have nuclear fissile material. Think dirty bomb. What is your plan going forward? We'll just, you know, keep the Ayatollah around. This is who did October 7th, you guys. You may not like Netanyahu. I don't like Netanyahu. I don't like him for a good reason. He's a World Economic Forum globalist. Don't agree with people like that. But this has nothing to do with that for me. Look at October 7th. Look at the hang gliders. Those guys are going to have nuclear suitcases. What is your plan? They don't have one. They don't. They don't have one. And look, I get it. We have spent so much time fighting our fake enemies and making up fake enemies and making up stories about fake enemies that are fake in order to justify war, to get those, you know, military industrial complex contractors all the money so that they can kick it back and through donations to political parties. It started the Republicans. Now the Democrats do it better. They're the party of war now. We're not, I guess. So whatever, that when we have a real enemy, finally, you guys can't see it. One that proposes an existential threat to this country, and Iran does. And folks, again, I wouldn't have said that 10 years ago, even with all the death to America. Why? Because they were a paper tiger. Yeah, death to America, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we've heard it before. But they weren't attacking us. They were attacking our soldiers, certainly in Iraq, but they weren't attacking us. They are now. Look at October 7th. Look at the Houthis. And when you look at what is going on there with China using the Houthis the way that they are, they will use them in their nuclear capacity as well. There's no other way forward. There isn't. And look, folks, I'm not going to lie to you. I am very nervous about this. And you can see all the great reasons for them. I mean, Axios has got a really good point this morning. They claim they've got insiders in the Trump administration who are worried the bomb may not work. We've never done this before. Not at the level we're going to have to do. They think it's going to take four bombs. Not at the level that we're going to have to do it to take Fordo. There could be all kinds of mishaps that we don't anticipate. What about nuclear leakage? Do we really know for sure what's down there? What if the strike doesn't work? We'll look like fools. And then what happens after that? Do we want to do regime change? We should. It's possible, though, that in the chaos that follows could be violent. We could get a worse regime in office. That's a chance we're going to have to take. It's a chance. Once you put that in motion, you can't control it. This is not easy. Doesn't have to be World War III Tucker Carlson style, guaranteed. That's just silly. But there's a lot of ways this could go wrong. But folks, I don't see any other way forward. And I know it's going to be a risk. And I know that there's a risk that you guys are going to, something's going to go wrong. We may have a terror attack on our soil. That's coming anyway. I'm just pricing that in. I mean, that's going to happen anyway. If you're going to hunt the president like a dog on our soil, you're going to terror attack us. It's only a matter of time. I'd rather you not do it with nuclear fissile material. And I'm just going to pray to God that we can knock that reactor out. I mean, look at it. Look at Iran right now. They're hitting civilian targets on purpose inside of Israel. It's unbelievable. But Trump does not want to be the president on whose watch Iran got the nuke after they tried to kill him. There's no way in any world that that works. It doesn't. How do you deal with Iran after that? Now they've got real power. Now, every move you make, you have to fear. Are they going to kill me? Are they going to kill Americans? Do I have to bow to them? Because what? We're going to have another terror attack from one of the, I don't know, 20,000 Iranians Joe Biden let in here? I mean, it's a mess. We got to take away the nukes. There's no other way forward. And I hate that because it is risky. I don't think we're going to end up in World War III. I'm not worried about that. That's silly. By the way, people who say that, World War III, who's going to, they never, have you noticed they never say, who's going to be in World War III? Like, where will we fight it? Exactly. Because we're not going to put boots on the ground. Trump said that yesterday. And I wouldn't support that. I'd be against it. We don't need to do that. We don't need a regime change with boots on the ground. Who's going to be in World War III? Who will fight in that? Where will it be fought? They can't tell you because they don't know. They're just talking. Look, WW3 is trending, so they just want to hashtag it in their tweets so they can get more hits and likes. That's it. We're not going to World War III. But there are ways this could go wrong, and I wanted you to know what they were. Prosecutors in the Biden DOJ were looking for ways to pile on new criminal charges against Donald Trump as a formal strategy. So this isn't them discovering that, you know, there's some crimes here and all. Wow, we're going to have to charge him. Hate to go through that, but, you know, no one's above the law. No. They were obsessed with this. The 2023 emails obtained by Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley show the, quote, nitpicking malice of anti-Trump lawfare and tainted special counsel Jack Smith's investigation, which was anything but independent, and the FBI agents who were involved in it. They're going basically back and forth in this, strategizing on how they can get the maximum amount of charges across three different cases. Wow. Just trying anything to stop Trump is essentially what this breaks down to. And they're coming, and what's remarkable about these is it's not like, okay, hey, this evidence of lawbreaking was brought to us, so we're going to pursue it. No, what they're doing, here's just an example of one of the agents, Cooney, instructs colleagues to look through Trump's various LLCs, presumably using a legal process such as a subpoena, search warrant, or other court-authorized action, but presumably maybe they're just using the NSA database. They're famous for that. As they scoured for ways anyway to find, to bring charges against Trump. You know what? It all makes so much sense now. It really does. Why they were so obsessed with stopping Trump, making sure he couldn't get back in office. When you've caught the Chinese dead to rights, faking hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands to hundreds of thousands of licenses, so they can commit mass-level election fraud through absentee ballots, when the Customs and Border Patrol has caught just one tranche of 19,000 fake Chinese licenses with real information on them, culled from TikTok users, millions of TikTok users, so they're indistinguishable from real licenses. We caught a tranche of those coming in the country, 19,000 in one box. Shows you the scale of it. And your reaction is the FBI? Is to shut that down, lie to Congress about it, hide it, and scrub all evidence that you knew about it? Oh, you bet you want to stop Trump. You bet you want to put charges against Trump. Folks, when you're talking about a fifth of FBI agents full-time dedicated to putting peaceful January 6 protesters in prison, because very few of them were not peaceful, you're so obsessed that you filed charges against over 1,000 of them who never entered the building. And again, I still physically cannot comprehend how that is even possible if you didn't enter the building, but they did it using triangulation in their phones to put them in the, you know, in the space. Well, no wonder. No wonder. You helped the Chinese steal the election. You covered up Joe Biden's crimes and the laptop through censorship. Now you're all in. You've committed so many crimes, Christopher Wray, head of the FBI. You've committed so many crimes. You got to put Trump in jail or prisoner. You might go to prison yourself. And once you can pull the lens back, given the stuff we've learned this week, it's truly shocking. According to Grassley, and he's talking to Senator Grassley, he's talking about these people who were doing this, were also significantly involved in Operation Crossfire Hurricane. So they're still in there and they're trying to put Trump in prison. Never mind that we now know Crossfire Hurricane, i.e. tar Trump and Russia with fake collusion, was totally fake. It's the Russia collusion hoax. Those guys. According to Grassley, one of the agents, Gardenia, who was the initial recipient of the Steele dossier and falsely claimed that the bogus Clinton campaign smear sheet against Trump was corroborated as true, was one of those on these emails trying to figure out how to put Trump in prison. Folks, I got to tell you what, Bongino, Cash Patel, these firings better start soon. How are these people still inside this agency? And better yet, what are they doing now? You know they're working on a new Trump frame-up in violation of law because that's how they roll. We gotta dig these people out now.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.